I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show, who probably needs a little liquid cheer after the Bucks postgame show with the way it's been going lately. How you been, man?
Yeah, we're going out for St. Patrick's Day. I haven't had any liquid cheer in quite a while, so I'm sure I'll be a lightweight on that day. But
yeah,
it'll be all right. We'll have some fun.
Well, what about this team is unbelievably... Because I've just said, Spark, there is something innately wrong at this point where I see some things every now and then. It gives me glimpses of hope, but for the most part, it's... And I hate to say same old, because it's not. There's new ownership, new attitude, new group, new strive to get better. But there's some things that this team does that you look at it and go, they did this last week, they did this last month, they did this at the beginning of the season, and it's frustrating.
Again, before the All-Star break, you didn't play a bunch of good teams, and you were able to make some hay off of them, plus Jabari was coming back not playing that many minutes. Now you get through the All-Star break, now you get a run of playoff teams for 8 games, and you win 2 of them in those 8 games. And that run is over as of last night against the Rockets. Now your next 4 games are against teams that aren't very good, and I expect them to win the next 4 in a row. And everybody listening is probably going, you are out of your mind. Well, that's what I think. I think it'll start Friday night, tomorrow night against the Knicks. They win their next 4, get back to 7 games over 500. And then they get Cleveland. I believe it's in Cleveland on ESPN that next game, 5 games from now. That's where I want them to be. They just have to figure out offensively how to share the basketball a lot better than they've been doing. That's one thing that they have to figure out. The second thing that they have to obviously figure out is how to play with that same intensity on defense that they play with in spots throughout games right now. How can you bring that for 4 quarters? Instead of bringing it for a total of maybe 15 minutes in a basketball game, bring it for the entire game. That's all stuff they have to figure out, and you know, will they be able to figure that out? I have no idea. Right now, you're in a situation where you're going to be a 7 or 8 seed as of right now. Now, again, there's quite a few basketball games left. There's not a ton. I think there's like 17 games left. So if you're the 7 or the 8 seed, you're going to get Toronto or Boston and then see what happens. The last time they played Toronto, they beat Toronto. I don't have much confidence they can beat the Raptors in a playoff series. The Boston Celtics, they officially said Gordon Hayward's not coming back this year no matter what happens. That could be an interesting series. But again, Brad Stevens is one heck of a basketball coach. And they play really well for them. So I find it difficult that they're going to win that series. So if you get into a 7 or 8 seed, not only do you probably not win that first-round series, but you also don't have a first-round draft pick, and you don't have a second-round draft pick either. So you get no pick in the draft to help add talent to your team or improve your team going forward. Now, having said that, you know, the draft and development days of this team are done. They have to get into win-now mode here going forward with Giannis. So that's not a huge factor, but it's just another kind of a punch in the gut. So what a lot of people thought was going to be a pretty good basketball season, and really thought that going into the All-Star break. That's why these next 4 games are big. I think if you can string together the next 4, get some wins, get some momentum, get the fans back on your side a little bit, start believing in yourself, and then see what happens against Cleveland. I think they can kind of start to turn things around a little bit.
Let me ask you this, because I think it's a very legitimate question, the way we've seen them play. They have beat teams that have been lesser teams, and I agree with you, they've played some tough teams. But you got a team in Detroit that's just spiraling downward, and they get blown out by Detroit. They lose some close games they could have won. Obviously, Spark, you and I talked about this last week on the Basketball Hour. They could use some role players like Brogdon, like Dellavedova back. Maybe that gives them that 3-point swing or gives them a 7-point swing, and I can understand that. But let's say the next 3-4 games, they split and then get Cleveland and then the Clippers. And, you know, say they beat Chicago and lose to San Antonio. Then what? What is the belief at that point then? I mean, is this one of those things where you just say, you know what, some drastic changes have to be made before they go into that building next year?
We were talking about this on our afternoon show in Milwaukee yesterday because listeners brought it up on Tuesday about just randomly. The question wasn't being asked on Tuesday. People started bringing up that maybe they should start trading Middleton and Bledsoe and kind of blow up this roster and start it over. Not saying draft and develop and wait 5 years, but, you know, trade Middleton with a piece or two and try and get yourself another star player to put with Giannis. Move Bledsoe's expiring deal next year with something else and see if you can get another good player to put with Giannis. And pretty much just, you know, torch this roster, the star players of it, the core of it, and develop a new core. That's a very difficult thing, I think, to look at and make a play on. I've said before, and I'll say it again, if you're John Horst, that is not a position I'd want to have right now because he's caught between a rock and a hard place. They got to figure out what to do with Jabari Parker, and then you've got Milton who can opt out after next year, and then Bledsoe, who also is a free agent. So if you blow it up now, then you're saying, okay, we don't think we can be big players in summer of 2019, so we're going to try and add stars through trade this way. And then hopefully the guys you bring in, if you decide to do it that way, work. Or you roll the dice and kind of go for it one more year, but you're so scrapped by salaries on this team going into next year, you really don't have any wiggle room whatsoever to really add anything in free agency or anything of the sort. So you kind of have what you have going into next year like you have right now, except you might not have Jabari Parker if you lose him in the summer.
Right now on this team, because we, and you had mentioned Middleton, you mentioned Bledsoe, I had talked about maybe, you know, Brogdon even mentioned that there's a level of selfishness here that he can see kind of sitting on the outside looking in. Do you say, because Joe said, look, maybe it's time for Middleton to go to the bench. Maybe, you know, you got to share the ball with Middleton or with Brogdon coming off of the, in the starting rotation when he comes back. I mean, what do you do maybe to shake things up a little bit?
I think the first thing that you figure out is what exactly are we looking at for a minutes limit on Jabari going forward the rest of the year? I think that's what I want to know first. You know, is Jabari Parker going to play 30 minutes a night, and that's where we're going to keep him at through the playoffs? Because if you can get him up to about 30 minutes a night, I think Jabari Parker starts at some point here. You have to figure something else out. You know, I've seen the speculation of, well, why not just play Giannis at center? And then Jabari can be on the floor with Middleton, with Bledsoe, with Snell, or with Brogdon, or with Sterling Brown, or whoever it may be. I don't want to use Giannis at center, because if I'm an opposing coach, if I have a Marcin Gortat or Joel Embiid or somebody like that, and I'm playing the Bucks, and he's guarding my center, I'm just going to throw the ball down there, and my center is going to elbow him and beat on him, and that's what we're going to do, and take Giannis out of the game on the other side of the floor, because he'll be so physically beat up in a seven-game series. So I don't think that's necessarily the answer. You tried before in a brief amount of time with Middleton at the two and Jabari Parker at the three. I think that's something that they can explore. The problem is you have no scoring off the bench. None. None whatsoever. Unless Jason Terry is playing well, you don't have anybody off that bench that can score outside of Sterling Brown. And if it's going to be Sterling Brown, then you have to start giving him consistent minutes and kind of let him be him when he gets on the basketball floor.
Before I let you go, I know we got the basketball show coming up tonight. This evening, the topic to me, and I think he does a great job breaking things down with Steve Novak. The one thing Steve Novak said last week, we were talking both on and off the mic, and he said, you know, since Jason Kidd left, he was looking for something different. And he said, going to the film, you don't see a lot different. Is there something different you need to see this team do in the sense of, is it just as simple as, say, moving your feet when you go to rebound, hanging on to the basketball when you're trying to pass the basketball? There's a lot of fumbling. There's a lot of sloppy play, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah, they're tired. I think they're tired. And again, that inconsistent effort, which is what Jason Kidd has been talking about forever. And everybody's got to remember, these are his coaches that are coaching. Joe Prunty's been his right-hand guy since Brooklyn. And Prunty made some changes on defense. Prunty's made minor changes on the offensive side. But no, there haven't been major changes necessarily. But I don't think you should expect major changes when the right-hand guy takes over for the main guy, because obviously they both believed in the same things for the most part. Otherwise, Joe Prunty wouldn't have been on Jason Kidd's staff this whole time. You're not going to see drastic changes to the offense or to the defense or whatever it may be until there's a new head coach in here next year, and if his name is not Joe Prunty.
Always good to talk to you, man. We appreciate it. I'll talk to you tonight. Should be a good one down at Merriman Social, okay?
Sounds good. See you then.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is our good buddy Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show, and also going to go co-host with me tonight as we go down to Merriman Social. And this should be a good one. Tonight is as frustrated, I think, as I've been with the Bucks pretty much all season long. So we're going to do a little. We're going to do a little venting. We're going to hang out tonight, do a little venting. Steve Novak's going to be there. It should be a good one. But tonight is this might be a late Festivus, Joe. Could be a late airing of the grievances. So we're going to get into that discussion coming up this evening. And if you want to get down there, 6 to 7 tonight, by the way, they have fantastic food. Fantastic food. And their burgers are top-notch. So come on down tonight, Marymount Social, 6 to 7, down in the Walker's Point area. Come on by and say hi. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.